Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10:07 and change here in the Great Northeast. This beautiful Wednesday, October 29, year of our Lord 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day. To fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, and just one of his great companies, Basiliga Hospitality, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like three old friends, three veterans we lost this year, but celebrate today thanks to John. James Wilson, CPA Scranton, Eugene Cosclo, Fell Township, and Joe Arcuri. West Scranton. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle, gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that our commitment to common sense, it is unwavering, and it will provide for you, for the balance of this morning, a sanctuary of sanity for you to enjoy, to bathe in, to even luxuriate in, should you choose. Yeah. So, John Fetterman, the avowed Marxist, Bernie Sanders' acolyte, is the only person in the National Democrat Party making any sense. How did we get here? And he's calling them out as liars. I'm saying it in a nice way. I don't have to. He's got to live with these clowns like Chuck Schumer. It's unbelievable. It's scary. And you got an airhead like AOC and a real ignorant dummy like Bernie Sanders. I mean, he's really an ignorant man. Gets married in Moscow. The home of oppression. It's just insane. But these people are nuts. Absolutely insane. Frank on the pipeline, he agrees with me. But it's sad when Fetterman is the voice of reason. And he is. He's the voice of reason, calling out the truth, speaking the truth. I told you, I said, I have these conversations with Democrats all the time. They have to make stuff up to even get to a point of discussion. They have to pretend things that they've said and said they stood for in the past never happened. Somebody texted in, oligarchy. The oligarchy. But here's a multimillionaire with multiple homes who flies in private jets telling us about the oligarchy. Oh, but I don't mean me. I mean, I'm not supposed to stand in line at an airport. These people are crazy. So, and you know what it is? somebody becomes a U.S. senator or a U.S. congressperson or whatever. Now, I worked on Capitol Hill, and when I was in politics in my day, I had substantial interaction with all of these types. And I've got to tell you that a number of them were impressive. And you'd say, well, okay, I get it. But a number of them were such obvious mediocrities, Joe Biden being the classic example. And they just follow whoever these thought leaders are. I mean, and then they just keep jamming these talking points and narratives down everybody's throat until you start to say, well, you know, maybe he's got a point. No, they don't. They don't have a point. They are lying. They are incompetent. They are stupid. We just had the three blind mice in the city of Scranton. Perfect example. Pothole Paige doesn't want to fix the potholes because that's not sexy. That does not sell when you're trying to get left-wing money for a congressional run. What does sell? Bike lanes. That sells. Oh, she's a real progressive. Opening pools when you have to wear winter coats. Yeah, that. How stupid. Let me say this. Nobody's voted for her yet. Well, they may have mail-in ballots. I don't know that. I don't even know. I guess you could vote early here. I hope her voters understand how stupid she thinks they are. Because not only she asked him to ignore her incompetence, she's asking them to fall for her lies. And those of Billy King and Dr. Rothschild, and I don't know, I'm forgetting his first name at the moment, Smurl, the three blind mice on city council. And they voted for this $30 million insane package. Now, number one, we don't have bikes driving around the downtown. But if you chose to drive your bike, you could drive amidst normal traffic. This is not Fifth Avenue where people get momentum and they're going 60 and 70 miles an hour. So a solution, a $30 million solution, was discovered in the midst of her re-election campaign and campaign for Congress. A $30 million solution to a problem that didn't exist. Do you know Billy King asked? And I like him. He's a good guy. Great, married into a great family. My old neighbors. Billy King said, well, would you rather get hit by a car at 50 miles an hour or 35 miles an hour? Is this the level of insanity we've sunk to? Wow. Cabinet guy says, did you see your stupid commercials? I, look what I did. What a joke. I know it. I live in Scranton. I've suffered under this fool. The people who have developed, that she's touting their development as though she had something to do with it. They will all tell you she has hampered their developments. She has delayed their developments. She has made their developments more expensive and more of a headache. You couldn't get into City Hall to ask a question. Wow. No, this is crazy time. They give you upside down world, bizarro world. Somebody says, where are you going to put the bike lanes? We have no room now in Scranton on the sidewalks. And most of Scranton is seniors on electric scooters. I see a lot of those. I do see the Pride Mobility vehicles all over Scranton. $30 million for bike lanes and stop signs. It's off the charts stupid. And these three dumb blind mice voted for it last night. The only way we can stop it. Because remember, she won't be around to oversee the projects. She'll be campaigning for Congress. That's how it gets worse. My God, it gets worse. This is the epitome. I tell you, people, I mean, we're from 13 counties we reach. And I tell you these stories because it's coming to a theater near you. Lackawanna County is just the worst. We got a guy named Capellini coming who's spitting and screaming and carrying on. He's running for county commissioner about no kings. Running mate, unnamed running mate, but his endorser and the guy he's going to be a toady for, Bill Gahan. They're talking about no kings, and Bill Gahan is initiating legal actions on his own without any authority. He's acting like the boy king of Lackawanna County. You cannot make up the insanity of these people. I had a conversation a couple years back with Mike Capellini. I explained to him that we were going to have a normal conversation. And he's got an engaging personality. I like the guy. And I said, America's not a democracy. Because he start using that word. You know, the buzzword for the lunatics on the left. I said, it's not a democracy. He went out of his mind. I said, please, look it up. Don't embarrass yourself. It's a democratic republic. Huge difference. He doesn't even know what a democracy is, but he's there talking about kings, spitting and screaming, and Bill Gahan the same. This is these people. It's unbelievable. And you could drive a bike or an electric bike around the main streets of downtown Scranton without any problem. They're claiming they're going to get more parking spots. How are you going to get more parking spots with they take us for stupid. How are you going to get less traffic issues and more parking spots when you're carving out for bike lanes? Wow. Scary people. Very scary people. Bob, latest campaign mailer in today's mail, addressed to my daughter who was away at college, states, billionaires are trying to ban abortion in Pennsylvania. Vote yes to retain Donahue, Doherty, and Price. Dems lying with no shame. LTS, says Eric in Exeter. Nobody's attempting. Did you believe the governor's lie, Shapiro's lie, that your reproductive rights, that's what the phonies call it, no, your ability to kill your baby will be taken away from you. They said it's going to be taken away. You can't kill your baby anymore. You can't kill your baby when you want to. That was going to be taken away from you. Did it turn out to be a lie? No, they're using it again for these three sickening Supreme Court judges. Vote no. Donahue, Doherty, Price. Three left-wing lunatic big city hacks. We'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The Platters. I'm a classic rock fan, but I'm telling you, you go back to before I was born, man, did they make some great music. Murph tells us this date, 1958, the Platters released their hit, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. And then 1929, Black Tuesday, the bubble bursts on Wall Street. Now, they say it was the beginning of the Great Depression, but... What is interesting is, and I want this to sink in. FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, great leader. But nothing he did with government stopped or even slowed the Great Depression. It's so important that amazing fact, you would never know it. All the government intervention engineered by Franklin Delano Roosevelt did nothing. World War II and its preparation got us out of the Depression. And of course, at some point, people say, okay, let's get this moving again. Because, and then here's the proof of it. And you could go through unemployment figures. You could go through economic, our GDP, all of that. And in 1937, we actually went into another crater. That's after all the government programs initiated by FDR. The government is not our savior. Period. And nobody gets it. Somebody taking in bike lanes, total waste of space and money. I have homes in Scranton, never see a bike, only around Nayog Park from time to time. $30 million bike lane project, total scam. For the glorification of the mayor who would be congressperson. Now, this I did not see. I'm going to have to check it out. This is, you happen to see the disgusting flyer postcard from County Democrat Committee about Brian Thornton, Republican running for Luzerne County Council. Using fat shaming and outright lies about him, he responded in an article in today's Times Leader. Oh, they want that council, baby. They want to turn this county blue. I wonder if sometimes if they already have. Somebody else takes it. Bob, it all comes down to education. People today have no idea what type. But this is Mike Cappellini running for county commissioner, and he doesn't know our form of government. They continue. People today have no idea what type of government we are and what the terms mean, so they just go along with who grandpa, mom, and dad voted for. They don't care who gets elected as long as it's a Democrat. Yeah, the Democrat voters. The Democrat voters. Well, here's a guy who's neither a dummy or a crat. Our guy, Angelo from Madisonville. How are you, Angelo?
Oh, very good. Thank you. Well, what I want to know is what the heck is Paige smoking? The heck was smoking her eyes? I want to know what they're smoking. And that guy that said you're better off getting hit with a car at 35 than 55. They got to be smoking something, Bob. I'll tell you,
Angelo. It's insanity. And I don't know. People either don't want to hear the truth, or they're. I just don't understand it. I mean, these people are insane that are trying to run. She is running our city. The three blonde mice are running the city of Scranton into the ground, of course. But people are still like, they're still spouting their lies, and people are like, well, okay.
I was going to go buy that new Mustang. It's only $328,000. It's the GTD, but I'm going to go get an electric bike now.
There you go.
I'm going to.
Now you would cut a mean road. You would cut a mean figure in downtown Scranton. I think you'd stop traffic if we got you an electric bike.
I don't even know if I could ride one. Never alone buy one. But I'll tell you what, Mr. Fetterman. You know what? There's a word called conversion. You know, like, I think we could convert him to be a Republican. I don't know. You know, like, I don't think he's smoking anything anymore.
The reason there's always going to be a separation there, Angelo, and I like Fetterman. I don't know him, but I like him from a distance. I liked him even when he was a left-wing lunatic on every issue. He was born, he's a trust fund baby. I don't know if it never worked a day in his life. I don't think he's ever going to really share that, you know, a normal background with most people.
Well, I have to agree with you. But, you know, like, he didn't talk to me yet, so.
You might be able to confirm.
I don't know, buddy. I'll tell you.
Angelo, you standing there talking to him would be one of the funniest pictures that I can think of.
I'm gonna throw in some Italian words there too to like confuse it. But you know, your show, it's LTS, and I got to shout out to the Why Not again. Let me tell you something. There's people in there that listen to your show constantly. And they really enjoy.
Well,
it.
I read that you were at a Leinart event, right, on a Sunday. I read that your text.
Oh yeah, like there was a couple people there that are Democrat or Republicans that were running. They're Republicans, and you know, Donnie, he's a good man. You know him, and mm-hmm. You know,
yep,
our buddy John,
yep,
for sure. You know John. And I'm telling you, like, it was a great event. But, you know, getting back to these people, I have no idea. I got hit with a car. The guy was going 28 miles an hour. And I jumped up in the air. And I says, oh, good, I'll land on the hood. I guess I thought I was Bruce Lee or something that day. But, you know what? Newton's law of gravitation. What goes up must come down. Guess what? It still hit me. And that lunatic that said it's better to get hit at 3, 5, than 50.
Our city, one of the three blind mice, Billy King. Yeah,
yeah. Like, come on, Billy. You know, it hurts no matter what the guy's driving or going. Man,
yeah.
Oh my God, what are we gonna do with these people?
I don't know. I know Billy. I was with him at a party, and I said, Bill, would you please stand up to this lunacy? This is a couple of years ago. Would you stand up to this lunacy? But remember, Billy is a career public. He's been on the public payroll for his career. Multiple, yeah, you know, three pensions or what. You know what I mean? He doesn't have a clue what normal people go through. And so he loves government.
To a good family, you know, like
a great family, but he loves government. Yeah. And I get it, but don't impose your insanity on us just because you got yours, you know?
Bottom line is, everybody got to go out and vote. You want to change,
yep,
you want,
yep,
nothing to work, you got to go vote.
Amen.
You know, like, yeah, what else could we do?
I know
what we could do.
Hey, always a pleasure, Angelo. Thank you, my man.
Okay, LTS.
Buddy. All right, LTS back at you. Let's take a break. Hear from our great sponsors. We'll be back with a Veterans Tribute, the weather, and more, as they say. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our friend, John Basiliga. Well, as we head towards the weekend, we feature one of his great companies, Basiliga Hospitality. You talk about choice. Want to see a movie? The best place to see a movie, and it's been voted as such. The Scranton Art House, downtown Scranton. You want a bar restaurant? Well, we got three of them. Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township, Far Street Tavern, the Great Trips Park section of West Scranton, and the Queen City Tavern in Oliphant, the latest addition. Fine dining with an incredible, amazing, modern touch, Atera 519 downtown Scranton. You've never seen anything like it in this area. And then the Stegmeyer Mansion. Go back to the old days. Dine in luxury, Stegmeyer Mansion. My old friend, Eugene Costco. We lost him September 16th at age 77. That was last year. He was from Fell Township. He survived by his wife of 53 years, Catherine Gilroy Costco. They were married in 1971. Born in Carbondale, Gene served us in the U.S. Army as a pilot. He flew Huey helicopters during the Vietnam era. He was a graduate of Fell High School, Lackawanna Junior High School, Lackawanna Junior College, and he earned a bachelor's degree in accounting from Upper Iowa University. He was a true entrepreneur. He owned the Lobster Trap restaurants in Einan and Wilkes-Barre, and he was the founder of 315 Realty Corp, Dolphin Sales, and GC Realty. I got to know him when we both started the bank, Landmark, in Pittston. And he just, just a good, solid guy. He was a member of the Elkview Country Club and Our Lady of the Rosary Parish, Carbondale. He had a love for airplanes. He took me up in this gorgeous older model he had, all glass. He was very proud to accept the Wright Brothers Award, an elite award for 50 years of decorated flight safety service. He loved deep sea fishing, boats, gardening, travel. He survived by his son, Gene, his daughter, Dr. Jessica Brennan, their spouses, four grandchildren, and many other family members. The late, great Eugene Costco, our veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, partly sunny with increasing clouds this afternoon. High 55, 47 outside the studio as I speak. Tonight, cloudy with rain, low 45. Thursday, cloudy and windy with rain, heavy at times, 53. Friday, cloudy and windy with breaks of sun and a chance of showers, 50. So as we head into Halloween. So, listen, Bulldog, do we have anything to play? Okay. I thought I had something to play. But so here's Cutie. We have these parties, and I'm like, I don't want to get, I'm going to put a sheet over my head. I want everybody to get dressed. Yeah, you have to understand, I'm not against people getting into Halloween. And I want to go to these parties. These people that invited us are great. But I said, I'm just going to put a sheet over my head and, you know, cut a couple holes and give us the old, find the oldest sheet. So Cutie goes out. Oh, and she goes, you're going to love what I got you. So, you know, you got to go back and forth. What is it? What did you get? Well, apparently I'm going to go as a prisoner and she's going to go as a cop. I said, in what world is that funny? So I'm not wearing it. I said, don't even cancel it. I'm not going in an orange jumpsuit. I had one for enough of my time during my 8.5 years in prison. And so I'm back to the sheet because I ain't wearing that. I said that. It's not even funny. It's trite. So we're at an impasse, at least on that issue. Here's William King, one of the three blind mice, my old buddy. Proud to endorse both, but he's been a dummycrat his whole life. And by the way, it has served him well. It has served him well. As they say, he's on a fixed income, but he fixed it really good. Proud to endorse both our Mayor Paige Cognetti and City Council President Gerald Smurl for re-election. Yeah, the second of the three blind mice. And then he goes through these fake accomplishments. It is just unbelievable. And he said last night, talking about Joe Biden, he says, we've got 67 million reasons why he was a good to Scranton. And we've been saying this all along. I said it from the moment that first idiotic statement came out from Joe Biden supporters. We didn't get any more than our percentage. Gene Barrett was on the air talking about it this last hour. You had Casey. You had Fetterman. You had Cartwright on the Appropriations Committee. You had Joe Biden, who claimed his hometown and used our city to create his own brand. Actually, Obama's people did it for him. He was too dumb to know that. And we didn't get anything extra. Nothing. Perfect point. Perfect point is that we got nothing, and she blew an historic opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. They were handing out money like candy. We got none of it. Wow. But they'll continue to lie. Slick says, Bob, LTS, that actually is funny to us, but I'm sure not to you. Well, no, I've got no problem with... I have no problem with, oh, I was in prison. Huh? But it isn't funny, you know? And I don't mean the joke's on me or anything like that. I don't care about that stuff. I don't care about that part of it. I'm not ashamed I was there. It doesn't bother me that I was there. It's what is. It's just too obvious. Which makes it unfunny, in my view. So that's where we disagree on that point. Somebody else says, you should go as a DPW worker and stick out your can. Somebody else says, take it like a man. You're wearing the jumpsuit. Oh, Lord. LTS, Bob, do what my nephew did years ago. Cut several holes in the sheet and tell everyone that you're Charlie Brown. That's what I used to go as when I'd take my kids trick-or-treating. I did, you know, remember Charlie Brown, you guys? He'd have all the holes. He cut holes all over the sheet. That's what I had. At some point, I turned my back and my wife threw it out. Well, I would still be wearing it. All right, we got to take a break. By the way, our guy Rob Bresnahan, our congressman, the real congressman, not the fake phony trying to become one, he announced the Keep WIC Working Act to protect the women and children funding during the government shutdown. Good for you. Thank you. We'll take a break and be back. This day, 1966, the Mysterians. Murph finds this stuff. Moved up to number one with 96 Tears, Bob Cadaro. And then if you don't recognize the name, it's because this date, 1987, Ronald Reagan nominated Douglas Ginsburg. And Robert Bork had been defeated, Joe Biden, among others, who they figured out how to weaponize and organize an attack. The beginning of a continued bad period in our politics. But Ginsburg nomination fell apart because he smoked pot. Could you imagine that today? That's incredible. Ginsburg smoked pot and he was out. It is 38 years ago, but still, come on. That was it? somebody said, Bob, at first I thought it was funny, meaning that I'd be wearing an orange, and until you explained how you feel. I'm not upset about it. I'm not. Again, Bob, you can always be a prisoner of love. Somebody says, Bob, you're a new hero of Northeast Pennsylvania. Donate the jumpsuit to the Biden crime family. Somebody said, it's only funny until someone is embarrassed, then it's hilarious. I just think it's too obvious. It's too obvious. That's the point. Funny is subtle. And maybe you even have to explain it. Then it's funny. Oh, Lordy. Well, in any event, we're going to take our break for the news. Because I go to the Bacardo Jewelry Store on Spruce Street and Jefferson Avenue, downtown Scranton, catty corner from the Radisson, the great old train station hotel. And I look, and I see Raymond Weil. I see Breitling watches. I see Oris. I see Longines, Michelle, Shinola, Luminox, Swiss Army, Seiko, Tory Burch, Victorinox, Boulevard. And then just for me, I pick out the Bacardo watch, which I'm wearing today, and which tells me we're approaching 11 o'clock. And that means we got to go. Brian Hughes will have the news. We will come back. Timothy Narazzi from the Washington Examiner on a couple of foreign policy issues. We'll be back after this.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.